In our house, we didn't have many books, but there was a large yellow kitchen table where my mother sat at the centre of all her evidence. I grant you she wasn't the Norton Anthology of Literature, but she knew every song that was ever sung in Glasgow. And my father, if he ever came home, would appear from his adventures with a crimson face and stories you wouldn't believe. Except, of course, I would believe all of them, being sick in the head and the youngest of four. Between them, my parents barely read a book in their lives, but I've come to feel there was some literature in everything they said. "I had a book once," my father once told me in a moment of pride. "It was green." "Do you remember that book, Nancy?" "Oh, I mean that book. Oh, green. It was green. It used to sit on top of the fridge. Remember, Nancy? Green it was, I'm sure of that. I mean, the thing sat there for ages. I mean, greeny coloured." "Away you go, you daft pig," said my mother. "That was the telephone book. That manky, battered old thing that it was." She turned to me. "He only uses it to get numbers of people he can go and buy dogs off. I mean, bringing them in here, these dogs. I mean, as if I don't have enough to clean." "The book was definitely green," my father said. "Green as a pound note, I'm telling you. And don't listen to her. It wasn't a phone book or anything like a phone book. It had a story in it, I remember, and everybody died. I mean, it was sure enough." I just looked at him and went to the library to drown my sorrows and drown them and raise them again. But I have to tell you, it wasn't really the library that made me a writer. That dubious accolade must surely go to the film of Dr. Zhivago. My brothers and I were always hanging around our house at night looking for things to burn. But this night, I happened to find myself watching Dr. Zhivago. Now, there's a scene in that movie where Omar Sharif comes gliding down the stairs in a flowing dressing gown. Omar Sharif, you know, following his rather impressive moustache down the stairs. Well, he arrives in this room, a giant study, in fact, French windows, flowery armchairs, the lot. He sits down at this elegant écritoire and looks out of the windows, whereupon he sees in quick succession, I'll never forget it, a host of daffodils, a bank of snow, a full moon, and a herd of deer. God bless Hollywood. Anyhow, I'm watching this with wide eyes, you know. Next thing, Omar lifts up a feather pen, and without any ink blotchings or crossings out or mistakes of any sort, and taking about 3.4 nanoseconds, he writes the sonnet to Lara. After which, of course, he goes upstairs and goes to bed with Julie Christie. I remember watching that very closely indeed, and thinking, I could do that.